in northern lakefront vacation spots such as Ochre Beach, Manitoba, and Lake Mille Lacs, Minnesota, ice happens even in May. But what happened this past weekend was like something out of a science fiction movie. This is sound from a video recorded as constant strong winds pushed huge sheets of ice off a lake and onto the shore. Fingers of ice creep farther inland and farther. It's as if the ice is alive.
Miles Haverluck, 62 years old, has lived in Ochre Beach for 30 years. On Friday night, he couldn't quite believe what he was seeing.
You're not sure if it's going to keep on coming or what it's going to do. And I guess we should have just got the heck out of there. But like a bunch of idiots, we kind of stand around and we're watching it.
The ice kept surging toward lakefront homes. And within minutes, what was a creepy curiosity became a big problem.
I was just standing on the deck. We were just getting ready to, cook a couple steaks. And we were lighting the barbecue. And I never did get the barbecue lit because it ended up getting buried in ice.
Ice even came in through the Haverluck's door and windows.
Retiree Elmer Billows was sitting down for dinner with his wife when she looked out the window and saw the wall of ice coming.
She asked me to go run out in front and save a stone pelican that she had. I went out, grabbed it, looked down the beach, and one of the neighbors' decks were just splitting up just like toothpicks. So I ran, dropped the pelican in the house. Our living room started to get dark with the ice piling up over top, and we thought possibly that the window would have survived, but then it exploded. We decided it was time to get out.
In just minutes, ice smashed into and sometimes through houses. Dozens of homes were damaged or destroyed in both Ochre Beach and Lake Mille Lacs. Witnesses said the ice sounded like thunder or a train.
It's being called an ice tsunami, but
it's actually an ice shove.
An ice shove. Rebecca Leggett is a sea ice analyst at the National Weather Service in Anchorage, Alaska.
It's a surge of ice caused typically by wind conditions. There was a long, persistent wind. It wasn't even wind advisory criteria. Unfortunately, it was just the ideal situation that lined up for this ice shove to occur.
The ideal conditions may be rare. Still, Elmer Billows of Manitoba says he and his wife are moving away from the lakefront.
All Things Considered continues right after this.